Welcome in, everybody. It's the NovaCare Complex is where I'm at. I'm Dave Spadaro. It's Eagles Live today here, and we've got a little bit to talk about. The Eagles and the rookies getting together over the weekend, really a very much of a teaching opportunity for the coaching staff to impart some wisdom on rookies who are looking all over the place trying to find their way in their early stages with the Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia obviously getting a lot of work in during the weekend, and now the offseason conditioning program continues. Next week, the organized team activities continue, and all of this done, of course, with an eye toward training camp. The pads go on, the preseason begins, and we all get to watch the Eagles as they develop for the 2014 regular season. We want to take some phone calls. We've got a couple of rookies coming in that we want to get to know just a little bit about, and get your sense of the Eagles now that the draft has settled and you've kind of looked through the roster and determined where the Eagles are strong and where you'd like to see more. Well, that's what we're here for on Eagles Live today. So let's get you caught up first on the headlines of the day. We take a look. Aurelius Ben, a kind of a wild weekend for him. He gets the nod on Friday, the news, we're going to release you. Then on Monday, he's back. So Aurelius Ben returns. A different contract, we presume. How about the offseason conditioning program? The Eagles working very hard there to get everybody in shape, signed, etc. Something I found very interesting over the weekend, and there's a lot of chatter about it, and it does impact the Eagles. The NFL suspending Colts linebacker Robert Mathis. Haven't seen anybody comment on it here, you know, in the Philadelphia media, but I'm always looking ahead on the schedule. And Robert Mathis, 19 and a half sacks last year, led the NFL, a premier pass rusher, somebody who absolutely disrupts the game. And he won't be there when the Eagles go to Indianapolis for that Monday night game in week two. So that is significant. Now, he'll be back when the Colts play the rest of the NFC East, but against the Eagles don't have to account for him, and that's huge. Two rookies signing contracts, five more to go. That's Josh Huff, who signs his contract last week. Expected to come in here and challenge for some playing time, as is defensive lineman Bo Allen. He is a big man in the middle of this Eagles defense, and we look forward to looking at him and learning from him and seeing what kind of player he's all about. Coming up, we meet with a couple of the Eagles players, Jalen Watkins, Taylor Hart, coming into studio here, and both of those players, Hart here, from Oregon, relentless player, very productive in the 3-4. And then Jalen Watkins played safety, played cornerback, will try to make this football team and contribute as a cornerback in his rookie season. So we've got you caught up on the day's headlines. For those Eagles fans who just cannot get enough of the Eagles, and I know that's all of you, we've got Connor Barwin, Eagles linebacker and Renaissance man, available on Reddit at 2 p.m. Just go to the website on the screen there, reddit.com, and you can participate in an Ask Me Anything session with Eagles linebacker Connor Barwin. Very interesting guy, outstanding football player, and at 2 o'clock, he is all yours. So join in the fun on reddit.com. On Friday, the Eagles made their rookie class available to the media, and for an hour, the seven draft picks, along with defensive lineman Alejandro Villanueva, answering questions. Let's go back to Friday and a little roundup as we get to know these kids and what they're all about and what the Eagles like so much about them in the draft.
It's been a great experience. Exactly what I wanted to happen in my life, what I dreamed of. Just going back to last week, I graduated, got drafted, and now I'm here for the Philadelphia Eagles. Couldn't be more excited. The first day was kind of, my head was spinning, everything was spinning out of control. And then once I got, you know, into the playbook more, once I got to go home and look at it and look at different cut-ups, it kind of helped me out the next few days. And then especially having this rookie mini camp, it really helps me out with the plays. And then Monday we'll be with the vets, so hopefully it'll slow down a lot for me.
I think just the biggest thing, you know, I feel like I'm one of the most competitive guys ever, so I feel like that's what really feeds into my work ethic. I want to be the first guy up, first guy in the building. I want to be the last to leave. I like to compete in everything I do. I'm going to try and eat healthier than you. I'm going to try and go out and practice harder than you. I'm going to try and stretch longer, you know. So it's just, I don't know, it's kind of been ingrained in me over time, because my parents were that way, my older brother's that way. So, you know, it's kind of just manifesting to me, and I feel like that's just who I am. So, you know, I feel like, you know, in NFL, you know, everybody works hard, but I just try and give myself the extra edge. You know, that's the biggest thing. You know, usually when I get into film study, I'm usually watching, like, kind of my opponent trying to do a little bit of that. But, you know, right now, essentially my opponent is myself and trying to get to the point where I'm actually, you know, very confident with the offense. So I've been in the playbook more, trying to learn from that, and then just I'll come back and watch film from the practice day before and try to correct my mistakes.
First day went pretty smooth for us, myself as well. You know, it's things that I know on the offense already. And, you know, just getting things separated from the Oregon offense to the Philly offense. The play calls are different, hand signals are different. So I had to, you know, reboot my whole system and get it in order. And that's why each and every day I stay late, try to get things done here, and then go home and study and test myself with Jordan Matthews. I love Philly. Just being here for the short amount of time I've been here, I love Philly. I love everything that's going on with this organization and where Coach Kelly is taking them. He has a great setup for us, and he's doing an excellent job with installing the rookies and putting us on training wheels, as I should say.
All right, when we return, Jalen Watkins, Eagles cornerback, in studio with me. It's Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us, and we'll be back in just one moment.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding Scepter was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
My name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
Once a Gator, now a Philadelphia Eagle. I'm Dave Spadaro, and I'm welcoming into the studio Jalen Watkins, Eagles cornerback, who's been on, quite a ride here the last week. Tell me what it's like to be in the NFL.
It's definitely a blessing, first of all. That's all the players that are in college, high school right now, that's everybody's dream, and not many people get to live it. So I'm actually here, and I'm thankful.
What for fans who, I mean, they don't see what's going on. Is it a hugely different experience than what you're used to?
It definitely is more, you know, you have a lot of leaders and it's more fast paced as far as getting to meetings and the atmosphere on the field. Everybody knows what they're doing. So most of the time you have freshmen in college that you have to, you know, take account for that he's a freshman, but it's kind of, you're expected to just jump right in as a rookie.
Right. They don't give you any slack here, do they? You get to meetings on time. Now, is it a tough language to learn, do you think, Jalen?
No. The terminology as far as the playbook and everything, all that's different. But it's all pretty much the same when you sit down and relax and look at and think about what you learned in college. You can kind of pertain it to make it as the same as what it is here.
What do you think will be the most difficult transition? I mean, from high school to college is one thing, and then from college to the NFL is such a hugely different experience. What do you think is going to be the toughest part?
Just the mental approach as far as, you know, game plan, taking care of your body. You play 16 regular season games in NFL, but you play, if you're fortunate, 12 or 13 in college. So, including preseason, by the mid-season, you're done in college, and now you'll just be getting mid-season at what, game 13. So that'll be the biggest part,
so
I think.
So long, long season. When you left, where did you leave from to get here? Were you in Florida?
I was at home in Fort Myers.
Okay, Fort Myers. So exactly what did you pack in your bag? 12 pair of underwear, 13 pair of socks? I mean, or is it just like minimal stuff and get up here and change on the fly?
I packed a few pair of shoes. I like shoes. And just kind of, yeah, like you said, 12 packs of underwear, a bunch of gym shorts, a lot of Gator stuff. I didn't know what I was coming into as far as, you know, are we going to be going anywhere? So I didn't bring anything to go out anywhere or anything. Right. So
no suits, no dress clothes?
No dress clothes.
But a lot of sneakers.
Yeah.
You're a sneakerhead?
No. I don't want to call myself a sneakerhead, but there's a few shoes I like.
All right. I know the world. I mean, it's incredible how popular sneakers still are after all these years.
Yeah.
Who have you met? Who have you kind of bonded with early on here as an Eagle?
Obviously Nate, me and Nate went to the same high school.
Right.
Riley, we went to the same college. I wasn't there when he was there, but when I first got here, I was the first person I seen was Riley. So I talked to him for a while, and I'm always in the meeting room with Nate and special teams and on the field when he's going through something and I'm not sure he'll come back and help me.
Will he actually, do you think he'll be somebody who is kind of a leader for you, kind of an individual support system for you?
Definitely. You know, we go way back. His mom was my teacher before. His dad was the security at the school. So I'm pretty good with his family. He's good with my family. My grandpa was the security at the school. So he watched Nate go through 4 years of high school. So, yeah.
And when Nate got drafted and became a member of the Philadelphia Eagles, was the reaction back at home just like, hey, there goes one of our native sons to the NFL and just a bunch of civic pride in the community?
It was pretty big. He has his jersey retired at our high school and everything. Everybody loves him back home because he was probably the first one from my high school to go to the NFL.
Very cool. Very cool. What's going to be the goal for you here this weekend? What, I mean, I know it's just the very first bit of information that you're given, but what do you want to emerge from this weekend with?
Just to get better every day. I'm learning a lot of new things, a lot of different techniques, playing a different technique from college. So the main thing for me to just every day come in and get better at something, you know, and something that I didn't do well the day before, get better at.
And feeling good, healthy, totally healthy, feeling good?
Definitely feeling good.
Training here is good. The way they condition you, is it different than the way you've been conditioned before?
Yes, they condition in practice. I mean, the tempo is so fast, you don't have to condition after practice. It's just, everybody's just always going. So before you know it, you know, you're gassed and you got your workout.
Well, Jalen, listen, thank you so much for stopping by. Wish you the best of luck, man. And we thank you for joining us here. Jalen Watkins in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
We invite your phone calls, 215-339-6709. It's Eagles Live, and I'm Dave Spadaro, and we are in this period of time where we just can't wait for some action. And the Eagles have gone through the draft, and Now we want to see the players in uniform, in pads, on the field. But between now and then, a lot of teaching goes on, and the Eagles coaching staff just trying to figure out what the players can handle mentally and physically and where they fit in and what positions to put them on the field. So we're getting to know these rookies just a little bit now. And as we go through the next several weeks and months, we will find out a whole lot more about them as we sit down and chat with them. And they become more comfortable as Philadelphia Eagles. 7 draft picks. We take a look. As a reminder, the Eagles draft class from 2014, it began with a trade down from 22 in the first round to 26. And then it was all about the defense. Marcus Smith, the first of 5 defensive players chosen in the draft. All of those players here, other than Ed Reynolds, who is back at Stanford, and he will try to stay, you know, on top of things with the use of Skype and technology, and very similar to what Zach Ertz did last year. Tough position to learn, the safety spot, but smart kid, and the Eagles expecting to have him back for training camp, ready to go. All right, let's take some phone calls. 215-339-6709. We begin today in Minnesota with Tim, who joins us in Eagles Live. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good. Excited about the draft we had. I think we got some key pieces in there. I'd like to see a little inside linebacker depth, but
Well, the two areas that people kind of point to with depth, offensive line, which I think the Eagles feel pretty good about with Alan Barbary and Dennis Kelly and Matt Tobin, who nobody really knows about, Julian Vandervelde. Inside linebacker, who are your candidates? Najee Good, who played pretty well last year when he was put into some action. Casey Matthews can slide back inside. And the Eagles are always on the lookout for those kinds of players. I don't think Travis Long is necessarily an inside player, but he's a young hopeful that they probably project to the outside. But Najee Good probably is your leading candidate there. And he had some good moments last year for the Eagles.
He did. But
you know what, Tim? It's interesting. If all we're talking about is backup depth inside linebacker, it's just kind of an illustration of how far the Eagles have come in a year's time, right?
Yeah, it is true.
How do you feel about the team in general?
I like it. We're adding a lot of depth. I would have liked to see a starter out of the first round, but, you can't always get what you want. So,
what position would you say is most likely? Are you looking at safety? Is that where you would think an immediate impact player?
I think we could go safety. I think even cornerback. I think our cornerbacks we have are good. I don't think they're great, but I think we could definitely add a good starter there, I think, would be a nice position to be in.
All right. Well, Tim, thanks. Thanks for the call. I'm not ruling out Marcus Smith as a starter, as a contributor. I don't know what role he'll play. I don't think anybody knows at this point. And again, the really important thing is that Chip Kelly stresses competition and that the players come in and the best players will get the nod to play and contribute. And so penciling in starters here, I just don't know. I do hope that Marcus Smith comes in here and learns quickly and is everything athletically and mentally that the Eagles hope he is. They are very high on him. They obviously love his athletic skills, his production at Louisville. Is he an out? Now, the way they want their linebackers to work, they want him to be both a jack, which is kind of what Connor Barwin is, and he drops in coverage and he sets the edge against the run and covers the tight end at times. The predator is more of Trent Cole, and that's more of a downhill player. And they want Marcus Smith to be both, fill both of those roles. And he's only been an Eagle for a week and a few days, so it's very early, way too early, to tell what he'll become. Dan in California joins us on Eagles Live. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
It's going well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
What's going on?
Not much. I like the draft picks. And looking at the rest of the NFC, I think this team has a chance to be one of the top 2, maybe 3 teams this year in the NFC.
And to do that, Dan, what has to happen?
Well, Foles has to play near or at the level he played last year. Can't afford to make any mistakes there. the secondary has to get better, and I think we definitely did that in free agency in the draft.
Okay, I'm with you on both of those. I think it's very difficult to ask Nick to have that kind of efficiency. I mean, that was like an all-time historical season last year. But I think he'll be very good. I think the offensive line is solid. The weapons are plentiful. The scheme is great. To me, what takes the Eagles to the next level, and this is the big unknown here, is the pass rush and the takeaways and the off-the-field three and outs for the defense. And there just weren't a lot of them last year, Dan.
Yeah.
So I looked at the Eagles. Thanks for the call. The Eagles addressed a lot of the areas that they wanted to address in free agency. They got some depth at safety, a starter with Malcolm Jenkins potentially. Nolan Carroll comes in to compete for a starting job at cornerback. Good special. I mean, the special teams play should be excellent. Alex Henry has to be better, no doubt. It's going to be difficult to ask Donnie Jones to have the kind of year he had last year, but he's done it his whole career. So if you can get that pass rush and get off the field three and outs, win the field position battle, I think this team can be terrific. I mean, the schedule is much harder. We know that. It's the first, at least on paper, first-place schedule. So I'm very optimistic. I think the Eagles approached the offseason the right way. They addressed the defense, and they basically reconfigured the wide receivers and added Darren Sproles. So I look at the offense and I say, love it. Obviously, Jeremy Maclin's knee is a huge question mark, but he's making good progress, and we'll see where he's at when the pads go on. How does the defense go to the next level? How does the defense get off the field after three downs? To me, it comes down to the pass rush. You get the pass rush going, everything falls into place. And one of those players who may very well help the pass rush this year, rookie Taylor Hart from Oregon. Young, aggressive, knows Chip Kelly, knows Jerry Azzanero, the defensive line coach. What kind of impact will he make as a rookie? We'll find out on the other side. Taylor Hart in studio here on Eagles Live.
Give this to you. Are you up for whatever happens next?
2 seconds ago, we gave Ian a Bud Light and asked if he's up for whatever. Then this happened.
Hey, Don!
Hey, how's it going?
Ring it up.
Bud Light, the perfect beer for when no one would believe the wild night you had if it wasn't all secretly filmed and broadcast to the entire world. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. See more at upforwhatever.com.
Why do results matter so much? It's probably because they are the measurement of everything we do. For a wireless company, results come down to coverage, speed, and legendary reliability. So go ahead, stream, game, and video chat. That's why Verizon built America's largest 4G LTE network. Because the only thing that really matters are the results you get. So for the best devices, the best network, and for best results, use Verizon.
We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles defensive lineman Taylor Hart, drafted last weekend, and former Oregon Duck is here with Philadelphia Eagles and in very familiar, well, I guess for you, very familiar surroundings with Coach Azzanero here, Coach Kelly here, just like old times.
Yeah, it's obviously the NFL, but having those familiar faces makes it nice.
Does it? Does it actually make a difference when you walk in the building?
Yeah, I mean, I think for rookies, the hardest part is getting used to all the new faces, all the new coaches. And for me, I can just focus on the defense and I already know the coaches and know what they expect. So I think that helps out a lot.
Is it at all comparable to going from high school to the first day as a collegian?
No, it's a little different.
What was that like? Doing the high school thing.
High school, you know, obviously high school, it's different. Then once you get into college, it's just like it almost is now. But once you're in the NFL, it's crazy. So
what is it like though, Taylor? Honestly, walking into a locker room and seeing the nameplates of all these players, and then seeing the players whom, you know, you've watched on Sunday afternoons.
I mean, it's kind of amazing and, you know, nerve-wracking at the same time, and to be able to see these guys that you've watched on Sunday nights and see what they've done and, you know, watch their careers, and it's a pretty cool experience to be able to join this program and do what these guys have done for a long time now.
And then you get through that in 2 seconds, and then it's all business and football and getting your career in order. What kind of takeaways do you have here from the first week in terms of how they run the program? What Coach Azzanero wants from you? I mean, I know it's very, very, very early, but what are your first impressions?
I mean, I just love it out here. The city, the team, they treat us very well here. And, you know, it's not – they make it easy for a rookie to come in here and learn the defenses and learn. And, you know, the players are all, you know, trying to help us out instead of pushing us away. They try to help us, so it's – you know, the locker room experience is—it's a lot of fun here.
Were you in? I know, you know, going through the whole process before the draft, you've got to—you do your workouts and so forth, and you're meeting with teams. And are you in peak physical condition at the time of the draft, or does that stuff—is it hard to maintain that going into the draft?
It makes it difficult because teams will fly you out, and then you have to like—you'll be on the road a lot, so it makes it difficult. But I don't know if I'd say I'm at peak yet, but I would say I came in at pretty good conditioning, and obviously there's lots of room for improvement.
Tell us about yourself as a player. For fans who have not seen you, what can they expect?
They can expect, you know, I'm always going to run the ball. You'll see me by the ball. You know, I've done this 3-4 defense that they've seen last year before, so this the 4 technique, you know, at defensive end is my specialty, so that's where they're seeing me at.
When did football become the love of your life?
Man, I think going back to third grade, you know, obviously you played soccer growing up, and then once I started playing football, I fell in love with it.
Why?
You know, it changed me, and it was hard. And growing up, you know, things like that, they pushed me and showed me that I could be a different person, and that's why I love football.
And the Oregon experience is as great as any in college football, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, you look at what Oregon did and what we did there, it was just a lot of fun. And you know, from everything from the facilities to just being with the guys, it was a lot of fun there.
And Chip, you know, it's interesting. When we got to know Chip last year, obviously his first year, and he seems to have creates an environment where the players really love to come to work, where they have fun, where they work super hard, but they enjoy being here and they play for him. They love playing for him. Is that the way it was in college, I assume?
Yeah, I mean, he just brought in, you know, good guys, you know, fun guys that – we all had the same mission, and we knew what we wanted to do, and it feels that way here. And obviously, I've only been here for a week, so I got to meet everybody first. But it feels like he's doing the same thing here.
Do you have the names down in the locker room?
Everybody, I'm learning, but okay. It takes a process.
How big is in your room though? You've got everybody down, right? Everybody's good.
We're good.
That's all that matters right now. Learn Coach Azzanero and all your defensive line mates, and you're good to go. Yeah. How's the week been, Tyler? Taylor, how would you describe this whole the week of being drafted and boom, you're right in the business?
Yeah, obviously, you know, you get drafted and then they're flying out the next morning, so I think it's exciting, and I'm excited to be here, and you know, happy that they picked me up here.
Yeah, well, thanks so much. Good job, man.
Thank you.
Welcome into the studio here, Taylor Hart, Eagles defensive lineman.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding Scepter was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Scepter is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
We'll be right back.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
Well, that will do it for Eagles Live today. I'm Dave Spadaro. We return in 2 weeks, and we'll be here from the NovaCare Complex again. A reminder that today at 2 o'clock, join Connor Barwin and have a little chit-chat with him on Reddit.com at 2 o'clock. Ask him anything, anything at all. Eagles linebacker Connor Barwin on Reddit, Reddit.com at 2 p.m. We'll see you in 2 weeks when Eagles Live returns. Have a great week, a very safe and happy holiday weekend. And thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.